50% more.
Homemade cake.
Only from Muscle Man.
Muscleman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good, you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Muscleman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Muscleman's.
Mountain Mayhem lives at Mount Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when Local Brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for Plumbing Emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Bobby Planudis and Mount Mayhem Lives Here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball at 930 WFMD.
Well, welcome you back. It is halftime here from St. Francis, Brooklyn. And Mount St. Mary's is on top 44-39. So the question is, do you want the good news or the bad news? I mean, the Mount just had a prolific shooting half from the floor, including hitting an incredible 10 threes. And remember, the Mount has already one time this year hit 11 threes and a half. That was in the second half against Central Connecticut State. But they're right now on pace to set an all-time school record for three-point shots made in a single game. I mean, that's incredible. 30 of their 44 points made on three-point field goals. But in the same regard, just as the Mount has shot 10 of 15 from three, they have also turned the ball over. And it's very unusual to see, as Mount St. Mary's has turned it over 10 times here in this first half. And that's why they're not running and hiding in this game, even though they're shooting 10 of 15 from downtown, as the Mount is on top 44-39. Let's take a look, though. Halftime stats. The Mount shot 62% from the floor. Once again, 10 of 15 from three. They were 2 of 2 from the charity stripe. St. Francis Brooklyn shot 44% from the floor. They were 6 of 13 from 3. They shot it extremely well from deep. And they were 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. For Mount St. Mary's, Greg Alexander. Boy, oh boy, he's close to a career high as Alexander's got 14 points, 5 of 5 from the floor, and incredibly 4 of them coming from 3-point range. Junior Robinson, 11 points on 4 of 5 shooting. He's 3 for 3 from 3. He's got no assists, though, and 5 turnovers. 6 points for Chris Ray to go with 5 rebounds. Bobby Planudis with 3 points and 4 boards. And both Jonah Antonio and Don Carey with 5 points. Carey's got 5 points to go with 5 assists. Don Carey racking up the assists here of late. He had 8 assists in the win against St. Francis, Pennsylvania, and he has 5 there in the first half here tonight. For St. Francis, Brooklyn, their leading scorer, they really spread it out. Glenn Sinopria hit 3 threes. He's got 9 points. 7 for Rasheem Dunn and Jalen Jordan. Dunn, the leading scorer for St. Francis, was just 2 of 10 from the floor. 4 points for DJ Porter. It was Millie Kosick and Josh Nicholas with 3, and then 2 points for Hawkins, Lasich, and Nurse each for the Terriers of St. Francis, Brooklyn. St. Francis outscored them out 13-3 in points off of turnovers, second chance points are 8-3. But the Mount, they didn't miss many shots. And therefore, in the battle of the two teams that actually rebound the ball worst in the league in conference play, the Mount negative 10.2 rebounds per, St. Francis negative 10.5, and the Mount out-rebounded St. Francis by 5, 16-11. And then the other stat is that these are the two teams that hit more threes than any other in the NEC. The Mount averaging 10.5 three-point makes per game in NEC play, and they already have made 10 today. St. Francis Brooklyn made 6. They averaged close to 10, 9.8 three-point makes per game in NEC play. So the Mount leading in rebounding and in three-point field goals made. Well, those turnovers have been big, and St. Francis trailing by just 5 here at the Pope Center in Brooklyn Heights, New York. We're going to take a break. We return in 2 minutes' time. There, everybody in the NEC, all 10 teams are playing right now. Robert Morris got started early at 6 o'clock in a game with Sacred Heart, so they're coming down the wire. And many of the other games are at halftime, just like ours. We'll tell you about them right after this, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at Mount Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys Baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
This is Ryan Gomes, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back here to the Pope Center here at St. Francis Brooklyn in Brooklyn Heights, New York. Fans, call to get your Mount tickets. The box office will open tomorrow at 10 a.m. The number 301-447-5700. And a reminder that Mount St. Mary's will be back at home next Thursday. It's a 9 o'clock tip. That's right, 9 p.m. as the Mount takes on LIU Brooklyn. We've got to show the country what we're all about. Mount Arena has one of the best atmospheres in all of collegiate basketball, and not many people know about that nationwide. So let's fill Mount Arena next Thursday night, and if you come early, you're going to get a T-shirt. First 2,500 fans getting the Stripe Out T-shirts from Mount Arena. Now, also then, next Saturday, if you're planning on coming out on January the 27th for the Mount game against the St. Francis Brooklyn team, well, that's the annual winter homecoming, and it's almost always a sellout at Mount Arena. So get your tickets now so you know where you're going to be, because they will not last long. Once again, the ticket office opening tomorrow at 10 a.m. That number 301-447-5700. Time to take a look around the Northeast Conference here. As, remember, the Mount coming into today in the NEC standings, trailing Robert Morris. Robert Morris 5-1. Wagner, St. Francis of Pennsylvania, and the Mount at 4-2. LIU, Brooklyn, and these Terriers 3-3. Central, FDU, and Sacred Heart were 2-4. And Bryant with a record of 1-5. But in play, they are already done. It was Robert Morris getting the win as Robert Morris upending Sacred Heart on the road. And they led big throughout. They had a 20-point lead midway through the second half. And Robert Morris now 6-1 in the conference. They came in seventh place in each of the last 2 years in the NEC after 10 consecutive seasons in the top three. And Robert Morris is back. They're in first place as they win tonight 74-60. Quickly through the other games that are near halftime. At the half, LIU Brooklyn's winning at home against Bryant 41-36. Central Connecticut State at home leads at the half 33-29 over Fairleigh Dickinson, who will be the Mounts opponent Saturday. And it is St. Francis of Pennsylvania in probably the game of the night in the NEC. They are at Wagner, the two 4-2 clubs. And St. Francis of PA is winning with 4 seconds remaining in the half, 32-25 at Wagner. We're going to take one more break. We return, and when we come back, it's time for the second half. Our halftime score in a high-scoring tilt, Mount St. Mary's 44, St. Francis Brooklyn 39, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys baseball, shake your keys.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
There is something about the people here, an ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is John Antonio, and you're listening to The Mayhem, Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Time for the second half here from Brooklyn Heights, New York. Boy, Mount St. Mary's hit 10 threes in that first half. But the turnover number is the reason why this game's close. The Mount turned it over 10 times, which is an enormous number for Mount St. Mary's. And they only forced 3 St. Francis turnovers. And that is a very, very rare number to see for the Mount. So the Mount's on top 44-39 as we get ready for the second half of basketball. Fans, Mount Basketball is presented by Warner Service. Warner Service provides plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. Give them a call, the number 844-44-WARNER, or visit online at warnerservice.com today. The Mount looking for their 5th consecutive win with a strong second half effort here. 44-39, the Mount in front. And it's going to be St. Francis basketball here to start this second half, going left to right on your radio dial. Junior Robinson and Bobby Planudis each with 2 fouls to the Mount. And St. Francis is starting big. And Losage has two as well. Against the zone, here come the Terriers. On the drive, Sanabria. Uh-oh, big collision as he went into Ray. And Ray is down. Glenn Breika is leaping in the air. I mean, he is really upset. Ray got tripped up, it seemed, and going down to the ground. Sanabria went crashing into him. And Breika is really upset getting into the ref. And Ray is hurt. And unfortunately, our athletic trainer, Mark Myers, we hate to say his name, is going out to see Ray, and they brought a towel. Brank is upset because he thought Ray dove for the legs of his teammate, but his player, but really what happened there was it appeared Ray tripped, and he was going down to the ground, and Sanabria went crashing into him, and Ray's got a towel to his face. Now they're going to have to wipe something up here from the floor, and Ray's such an integral piece of this Mount roster. 9 seconds in to the second half, and Ray is coming out of the game. And he's obviously in some discomfort as well. Now Ray holding that towel strongly to his face. Gomes will check in, and Gomes, who played just 7 minutes in the win against St. Francis of Pennsylvania, scored 6 points, and he's going to be counted upon here. No, that's a foul against Ray, or no, they whistle the foul against Sanabria. Oh, they got the foul on Nurse, excuse me, for pushing or tripping Ray to the ground. That might be why Breika was so frustrated, and it'll be Mount St. Mary's basketball. Nurse got his second foul. So Mount basketball with a 5-point lead in the ball, but a tough start to the second half with the injury to Ray. The inbound to Planudis, who had to really extend the left hand to bring it in. Nearly thrown away. Carey's got it now, though. Front court left, guarded closely by Rasheem Dove. Screen set, Carey to his right. Foul and extended, stopping still with his dribble. Back out to Planudis, and Planudis fouled. That was kind of a silly foul as Coach Christian gets rid of the jacket. Yagos Lasich giving the foul. And that's his third foul. That's a big one. For a big to give a foul early in the shot clock, maybe 25, 30 feet from the hoop, that's a big mistake. As Planudis inbounds to the backcourt, and Don Carey's got it. Carey between the circles with a right-handed dribble. Against the man-to-man. Now Junior Robinson has it on the outside, screen set. Junior to his left with a slow dribble. Over to Don Carey, curling around. Pull up, jump pass, Gomes, reverse layup, and scoring with 5 on the shot clock. Great pass by Carey, who had 5 assists in the first half, and he gets one right away here. 46-39, Dunn breaking the pressure. Great dribbling. Over to Sanabria, foul line extended. Down low, Porter goes up strong and finishes. Off glass and in. It rattled around and fell home, and it's 46-41 the score. Great ball control there against pressure for St. Francis Brooklyn. Carey getting a screen, going to his right. Foul line extended, kick out, Antonio finding Gomes on the low post, back to the bucket. Gomes turning into the lane to his right with a hook and scoring. Ryan Gomes entering the game and coming up big for the Mount. Long pass, they got a 2-on-1. Jordan, not a Nurse, tries to dunk, fouled. Gomes had to give the foul, and Nurse is going to go to the line, or he's only 4-for-10 on the year. Now that was a very good foul. Gomes getting his second. Ray still being tended to. He has not gone back to the locker room as Chris Ray is on the left side of the bench. And they're trying, I think, to stop the bleeding there. And it looks like it's from his nose. Free throw from Nurse. Short. Front iron. 48-41 Mount St. Mary's. 18-32 to play in this one. Antonio's going to check out. Here for the Mount. It's Planudis, Carey, Robinson, Alexander, and Gomes in the game. Nurse's second, and it's good. High arcing free throw, and the Mount lead is 6, 48-42. And now full court pressure, the inbound to Planudis. No double team, he's near the right sideline. And Bobby's going to bring it up the floor here for the Mount as he'll cross the timeline with 3 seconds to spare. Planudis hands for Junior Robinson, now between the circles. Gomes will give the screen. Junior to his left. Stopping inside the arc, outside, Carey, right wing, Planudis, looking to drive towards the baseline, underneath, fouled! And Bobby Planudis, what an aggressive drive, and the freshman is going to go to the line to shoot two. Boy, we haven't seen Planudis put it to the floor and take it to the iron like that very often. But an outstanding take. I mean, you look at it. Planudis, such an outstanding three-point shooter at 40% on the year. At the foul line, free throw, good. And he's dynamic from there as well, 91%. One of the great advantages for them out, they've got so many excellent free throw shooters. And you look at this freshman class with Planudis and Don Carey, especially Antonio as well. Here's the second, and good, and the Mount leads by 8. This ties the largest lead of the game for the Mount, 50-42. They inbound to Jordan, nearly traveled. And we got a whistle, and something just came off of the shoe. As St. Francis Brooklyn will inbound. It was a piece of metal that somehow fell. And Brooklyn's got the basketball. Is walking it up the backcourt. Sanabria, here we are. 2 minutes into the second half against this Mount Zoe. Sanabria for Dunn. 50-42, the Mount lead. Screen set. Dunn to his left of the foul line. Bouncing for Nurse down low. Kick out Nicholas. Dunn's up top for three. And no good. Hitting the iron twice. And Alexander the rebound. And here comes the Mount looking for their first double-digit lead of the game. Junior Robinson around the screen. Pull up, two-point jumper, back iron, no. Fight for the rebound, St. Francis has it. It's Nicholas, the freshman, bringing it up the left side of the floor after bringing down the rebound. Getting a post touch for Nurse. Nurse into the lane, jump pass. It's a corner three, Jordan, and good. Rattling around the iron and falling in. The shooters roll. 50-45, Don Carey has it outside left as Coach Christian calls the play. That was a big three. Carey's taking it in on the drive and a trip. He goes down to the ground. Nurse got the foul. Foul on the floor already. The fourth team foul on the Terriers. And that is big. We're not even 3 minutes in. And that's the third foul on Nurse. So there's two bigs in Lasic and Nurse who each have three fouls for St. Francis. Planudis to inbound. And he gets it to Carey in the backcourt. Don Carey bringing it up. Now between the circles, Gomes the screen. Carey's driving it in. Nearly lost it. They're going to get him for a carry. And the turnover gives it back to St. Francis as the Terriers down by 5 with a basketball. And this is how St. Francis has stayed in the game, forcing Mount St. Mary's turnovers. As the Mount backs off after showing a quick double team into their zone. It's done with a basketball outside right. They set a screen up top. He passes for Sanabria. Sanabria hit three first half threes. Around his screen, up top, driving. Here's a tough runner. Back on your nose. Gomes the rebound for the Mount. And they look to push it, but nothing there. So Carey will jog it. Center of the floor, front court. Coming near his coach, Christian, left side. Getting a screen. Top of the key. Doesn't take the jumper. And backs it up. Still 18 to shoot. Gomes gives the screen again. Carey up top for Planudis. Into the corner, Alexander. 12 to shoot. Back to Don Carey to his left. Here's a tough pull-up three. Back iron, no. Gomes knocking it out, but a rebound, St. Francis. And Nicholas brings it up the floor, 50-45 to score. In the corner, Jordan was open, but he could not catch cleanly. They move it around the perimeter. And on the right wing, it is done. Now Nicholas holds, 15 to shoot. 16 minutes to play, second half. Outside right, Jordan, 10 to shoot. They're bouncing in a steal. Don Carey jumped the passing lane quickly, looking for numbers over for Planudis, but from behind, Don knocks it away out of bounds, and we've got a media timeout. It'll be Mount St. Mary's basketball when we return. 15:49 to play here from the Pope Athletic Center. Chris Ray's getting ready to check back in for the Mount. The Mount on top, 50-45, as this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Mount Mayhem lives at 9.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when Local Brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service, and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball 930 WFMD.
The Mounts on top, 50-45 over St. Francis Brooklyn, 15:49 to play. Fans, Mount Basketball brought to you by Little More Real Estate. Don't settle for less. Get a little more. And by Utz Quality Foods, fresh-tasting snacks for families and entertaining. So the Mount inbounding, Junior Robinson looking, getting it to Alexander left wing. Greg has not had a sniff here early on this half. Bouncing Planudas down low. Contested shot, no good. And St. Francis the rebound. It was off glass, but it did not go home. Jordan quickly up top. Full-up jumper and good. Was that a three? It was from straight away. Jalen Jordan has got 13. A 6-0 run for St. Francis. It's 50-48. Robinson around his screen looking to drive. Hesitation dribble. Throwing it into the corner, Alexander catching. He stepped on the baseline, and Jamie Christian's not happy. Junior Robinson got hit on that jump pass. Now, they did not call the foul, and now a chance to tie or take the lead for St. Francis. It's Sanabria with the basketball. Sanabria bouncing for Dunn, and the Terriers setting up offensively. Dunn, right wing. It's going to be a three for the big. In and out. Tipped out Jordan, but he tipped it out of bounds. Getting a look there was Kosick. He's already hit a three today. He'd only attempted 12 threes all year. And that was in and out as Ray, once again, is in the game. Hobway has checked in now for the Mount for our first time in this half. And 5 minutes into the second half, Planudas takes a seat. 50-48, the Mount leads. And full court pressure set up for the Terriers here against the Mount. They wait here for Sanabria to re-tie his right shoe. And Hopley now to inbound, and he'll get it to Junior Robinson. They back off, no double team. And Robinson will bring it front court. Junior's only attempted 6 shots in this game. Screen to both sides. On the drive, going up, lays it up, and missed badly. And the other way comes St. Francis on the run. Nicholas looking for the tie, putting it up. Back iron, no! And Chris Ray the rebound for Mount St. Mary's. Well, big miss in transition, trying to tie it up. Ray brings it front court. Hands it for Jonah Antonio straight away. And now Junior Robinson with the basketball, 18 to shoot. Outside right, Junior. Junior finding Ray well outside of the lane. Ray back to the bucket, kind of backing his man in. A guard into the lane, into the corner. Antonio three, short, and a rebound, Sanabria. St. Francis the other way, down by two with the basketball. Rasheem Dunn on the drive, into the lane, lays it up, blocked away! Chris Ray denies, and it's Mount St. Mary's basketball into the hands of Hopway, and now Junior Robinson outside left front court. He's going to take a high arcing three, and it spins out off the iron. The Mount has gone cold. The other way, St. Francis, Sanabria, down by two, right wing, had a look for three, did not take. Back to Dunn up top, he'll back it away. He wants a screen. Going left around Antonio. Dunn drives, kick out Sanabria. Three for the lead and good. It's a 9-0 run for St. Francis Brooklyn. And they lead them out 51-50. A rare lead tonight for the Terriers. Can the Mount answer? Junior Robinson outside right. Robinson around the screen. Passing for Ray. Ray to Antonio. Pump fake on a three. To his right. Pull up jumper. It's short. It's tipped. And a rebound, St. Francis. Antonio had an open look, but he could not bury it. The Terriers on a 9-0 run with the basketball up by one. Glenn Sanabria in no hurry. Outside left, getting a screen to his right. Junior stepping around that screen. Now Jordan, only 10 to shoot. Boy, it's taking St. Francis a long time. Sanabria now for Dunn on the drive baseline. They're going to get a foul on Alexander. On the drive with 6 on the shot clock, a hand check, only the second foul this half on the Mount. First on Alexander, and the Mount's going to bring in Carey and Planudas now to this game. Hopway and Alexander check out. St. Francis trying to make substitutions there, having a tough time figuring what they want to do out. 12:51 to play as they bring in the freshman guard, Chauncey Hawkins. He's got the basketball now outside right. 51-50, St. Francis, Brooklyn. Here's Dunn. Passing for Hawkins. First time tonight the Mount offense has gone a bit cold. Hawkins top of the key. Now it's Jordan, the freshman, well outside left, wants a screen. Jordan gets it, goes to his right, on the drive, going up strong, layup too strong, follow rebound, and a score. It's Nicholas on the far side to rebound the basketball and lay it in, 53-50. Junior's on the drive, foul line kick out, Carey. Carey was open, did not take a three. Still 20 to shoot, he's on the drive, and we got a foul on the floor. They got Nicholas, the freshman, reaching in. Fifth team foul on St. Francis, Brooklyn. Can the Mount stem this 11-0 St. Francis run? 12-14 to play in the game. Planudis inbounding for Carey, and Coach Christian calls the play. Don Carey outside left. They're going to set a screen. Don's going to go to his right. At the top of the key now. Carey looking over the defense. Here's Planudis. Back to Carey. They guard very closely. Only six to shoot. Carey's on the drive. Stopping. Now left wing. Pump fake dribble drive. Antonio. No foul as he went up strong. A rebound coming the other way. It's Rasheem Dunn in transition. Right wing Jordan didn't take the three. Back to Dunn. Looking to drive. Nothing there. And he backs it up 20 to shoot. Well, Antonio got blocked at the iron there. 53-50, St. Francis leading. Here is Hawkins, bouncing cross court for Dunn, 10 to shoot. Dunn around his screen, spinning in the lane, laying it up and scoring with the left hand. And Coach Jamie, oh, they called a foul. They got a late foul call and a chance for a three-point play. 11:29 to play in this game, which has turned drastically. And it's 55-50, St. Francis. They've scored 13 consecutive points. We take a break. And we're back with more here from Brooklyn Heights, New York. After this, this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service. Mount Mayhem lives at Mount Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
Big Cup.
50% more. Homemade
cake. Only from Musselman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
This is Chris Ray, and you're listening to the Mayhem. Mount Basketball, 930 WFND.
Big spot in this game. The Mount has led for almost this entire game. But the game has been flipped a bit here by a big St. Francis run. They are in the midst of a 13-0 run. And now, did they call a foul there on the Rasheem Dunn drive? I thought they did. But they didn't put it on the board as a foul. And I think it's going to be Mount Basketball. So there was no foul. And that's a fortunate break. Then I was going to call timeout. They didn't have to use it. Actually, I think they didn't have to use it. 55-50 St. Francis. 11:23 to play. Here's Don Carey outside right with the basketball. The Mount needs a bucket in the worst way. It's knocked away from Junior Robinson into the backcourt. He recovers near his own three-point line. He'll cross center floor with 12 to shoot. Can Junior start making it happen? On the drive, left side of the lane. Went down to the ground, no foul. St. Francis the other way. It's Jordan with the basketball. Jordan outside left, and he's going to hold it up. Junior gets back defensively. Boy, that's going to be now the sixth turnover in the game on Junior Robinson. It's Dunn, outside left with the basketball. 10:50 to play. Cross court right for Hawkins. Hawkins on the drive, going up, reverse layup. It's short, and a nice rebound, Planudis. And the Mount looks to hurry the other way. Cross court pass, right wing. It's Carey driving into the lane, going up strong, laying it up and scoring across the iron with the left hand. And the Mount knocking away the inbounds pass. Don Carey, a nice play. It's out of bounds, St. Francis basketball. And oh, did the Mount need that bucket. So Carey's got 7 points after the big transition layup. And now they can set up pressure as Dunn will inbound the basketball for the Terriers. Gets it to Sanabria. No double team yet. Will it come? And now it will in the backcourt. Alexander gives the double team. Sanabria with it. Gets it across the timeline with 2 seconds to spare. And the Mount backs off into their zone. It's done with a basketball. 55-52, the Terriers lead. Sanabria is going to take a long three. Good. He was open. And Sanabria hits his 5th 3 of the game. He's 5 of 6 from downtown. He's got 15 points. Largest lead of the game for St. Francis on top 58-52. Here's Palinudis guarding closely. Now Junior Robinson between the circles. A screen going right on the outside. Stopping and he'll back it up. 10 to shoot. Junior's going to have to make it happen here. Junior getting the screen again, driving it in. Tough up and under, layup strong. Tip and a score. Chris Ray got to the iron, and he tipped it in with a left hand. And it's 58-54. The Mount double teams backcourt. It's over to Rasheem Dunn. And Dunn brings it up slowly. Now down the right sideline. He's quick with the basketball in his hands. And now St. Francis against the Mount zone. Can the Mount get a big stuff? Dunn outside right, looking to drive into the corner. Jordan pump faking a three. No chance to drive it here on Ray. Now Jordan, jump pass up top, Sanabria. Sanabria to the floor, step back three, good. Glenn Sanabria lined it up. He stepped back and he hit it. 61-54, St. Francis. As Ray doesn't have his dribble in the backcourt. Finding Junior Robinson, the Mount's got numbers. Junior transition three, boom, and he hits it. Oh, what a big one. Junior Robinson in transition, hitting a three, and he is fouled. And Junior with a chance at an enormous four-point play after the Mount came down the floor, down by 7. And that's going to be the 3rd foul. And from here on out, the Mount will be in the bonus as well, which can be big down this stretch. Nicholas, the freshman, got the foul. Free throw, good. A 4-point play for Junior Robinson. He's got 15 points today. Those were his 1st points of the 2nd half as Dunn just got it in to Jordan. Right back to Dunn in a hurry. Front court, 8:50 to play. Dunn's driving all the way in. Blocked by Ray. And a very late foul call. It looked like a clean block. He went right to the hands of Planunis, and the Mount had a chance to run the other way. They're going to call the foul not on Ray up top, but they get it maybe on the body on Alexander. That is a tough pill to swallow. And to the line to shoot 2 is Dunn. 3 for 3 at the line is Dunn tonight. So with a 3-point lead at the charity stripe. Rasheem Dunn, free throw, and it spins around and it goes home. Dunn is only 3 of 13 from the floor, but he's made all 4 of his free throws. And he's now got 10 today. 3 double-digit scores for St. Francis Brooklyn. As here's the 2nd for Dunn, it's up and good. So it's 63-58. That's a big call. And now Carey will inbound for the Mount. He'll get it into Ray. And Ray quickly up the floor with a dribble. Ray beating his man down. Knocked away. Ray gets it back. Outside left in the front court. Doesn't have his dribble. And Ray trying to get it to Junior Robinson. Now does. 20 still to shoot here for Mount St. Mary's. As Coach Christian gets him in an offensive set. Robinson around his screen. Ray just went down to the ground. And this is not going the way the Mount wants it. 9 to shoot. Junior on the drive, pull-up jumper, short, the long rebound, fight for the rebound, and St. Francis gets it. Here they come. Dunn front court left, stopping and popping a three, and good. And Mount St. Mary's calls timeout. 66-58, St. Francis Brooklyn. Boy, that's a big one. With 8:11 to play, we take a timeout. We're back with more right after this. This is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service. On 930 WFMD.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors, and we do it all in-house from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more.
Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.grafcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys baseball, shake your keys.
This is Greg Alexander, and we're looking for another chance to dance. This is Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Now, Mount St. Mary's playing zone defense this year. Here in conference play, it's tougher to guard the three, and St. Francis is now 12 of 21 from three-point range in this game, and the Mount is looking at their largest deficit, 66-58. Coach Christian trying to bring a positive energy to his bench. Big spot of the game for the Mount. Still 8-11 to play. They inbound to the big Ray. Bouncing for Junior Robinson. The Mount's got numbers over to Antonio. And, oh, they didn't call a foul. And Coach Christian can't believe it. I mean, Jonah got hacked, and I can't believe it. Now a bounce into the front court. St. Francis left wing three, and no good. Spinning off the iron. Tom Carey the rebound. Antonio got crushed at the iron, and they did not call a foul. Absolutely unreal. Here's Carey, and now the foul given, and the Mount is into the bonus. I think the refs knew they blew it. Coach Christian was on the floor going so crazy. I thought for sure he was going to get a technical. It was a no doubt about it foul. I mean, there's three officials, and how not one of them blew their whistle there is almost beyond belief. But nevertheless, Don Carey will shoot 1-1 when we return with 7:45 to play in this game. 66-58. We got another timeout. Back with more as this is Mount Basketball presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemore.com and get a little more.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Jamie and Christian, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball on 930 WFMD.
Welcome back to St. Francis Brooklyn. Big free throw here for Don Carey. Front end of the 1-1, 7:45 to play. St. Francis is on top of the Mount, 66-58. And once again, this equals the largest deficit for the Mount in this game. That last foul was only the first on Sanabria of the Terriers. So it's Carey at the line to shoot 1-1. Don at 81% on the year. Hands on his hips. He gets ready to step and toe the line. Dribbles three times, spins the basketball, the front end is up, and it is good. Now, Don Carey hits a big one. Man, it's 66-59. He's got 8 points today, and that goes with now six assists. Carey's career high in assists, 12, as here's the second, and good. 66-60, the Mount down by six. As Dunn to inbound, the Mount brings pressure, and he nearly threw it away. Jordan with a nice catch. No double team. Jordan kind of put the backside in to Junior Robinson. Gets it over to Sanabria, bringing it up quickly. And the Mount tries to get into his zone, and they do so. Now can the Mount force some misses? Can they get some stops against a red-hot shooting St. Francis team? Hitting six threes in this half. On the drive, done. Back outside, Kosick wanted the three. Showed the ball. Ray down to the ground. Kosick lost it. The Mount's got a turnover. Ray the other way. He's going to hold it up near center floor. And somebody's got to go help him. And it's Junior Robinson. 7-10 to play. The Mount down by six. Coach Christian telling his team that he believes they're going to win there in that last timeout. Around the screen, Junior. Now the other way to his left. Foul line extended. Bouncing for Ray. And a layup. It is good. Great play, Junior Robinson. Chris Ray at the front of the iron. It's 66-62. And against pressure, Sanabria brings it up quickly. Goes into Junior Robinson. And a blocking foul. The third on Junior. That's a big foul. And that was the correct call, it appeared. It's the fourth team foul on the mound. So inbounding from the sideline here, Dunn. St. Francis side out. And it's Sanabria with it. 66-62. St. Francis Brooklyn in front, 6:40 to play. And they're in no hurry against the mound. So they've been able to find good shots late in the shot clock. Dunn. Cross court for Sanabria, red hot. He's going to take a long three, short, and the rebound. Junior Robinson wins it. He brings it up quickly. Junior up the left sideline, going behind his back at the foul line, into the corner. It's Don Carey, pump fake, driving it in, lays it up, and scores. Don Carey, what a smooth drive. And the Mount scored six in a row. Double team backcourt. It's a two-point game. The Mount trails. Front court is done on the drive of the foul line. He'll back it out with a right-handed dribble. We tick down near 6 minutes to play. Screen set to the left. Dunn's going to go to his right. Dunn near the baseline now. This is a tough fadeaway. It's strong. And the rebound for the Mount. Ray gets it over to Carey. A chance to tie and take the lead. Carey's at the floor with pace. Step back. Thought about a three. Did not take. To Alexander. Back to Don Carey. Don Carey near the center of the floor. 16 to shoot. Screen set by Ray. Carey to his left. On the drive in the lane. Jump pass over. Knocked away and stolen. Two on one the other way. Here's Jordan on the run. Stopping to Kosick down the lane. Lays it up. A foul and he scores. Kosick went in. Pushed off with his opposite hand. But he laid it up in him with the left hand. They get the foul on Ray. There was contact on the drive. And a chance for a three-point play. And Chris Ray got his second foul. And Jamie and Christian takes a walk down the Mount bench. Frustrated after that one. 5.5 minutes remaining as the Mount had a chance to tie or take the lead. And now Kosick at the line trying to finish off a three-point play. Bend to the knee, free throw, good. And it's 69-64, St. Francis Brooklyn. They inbound to the big Ray, and it gets fouled by Kosick. And now Chris Ray will shoot one and one on the other end. And, of course, Ray is 24% at the line this year. Can he make a big one? He's made many big ones, including two on Saturday at St. Francis of Pennsylvania. Oh, a five-point game, and Ray at the line, 5:29 to play. That's the first foul for Kosick in this game. As the left-hander, Ray, steps to the charity stripe, bend to the knee, pushes it up, and he hit it as it hits the iron twice and it goes home. Boy, Chris Ray, he shoots a different percentage in the final 10 minutes of the game, doesn't he? Here comes the second for Ray. It's up and it is no good. Back iron and the Mount gets the rebound. They're down by four. Long rebound and guess who got it? The shortest man on the floor, Junior Robinson. So Robinson straight away between the circles. Junior. Getting the screen, going to his right. On the drive, pull up long two-pointer. It is good. Junior connects. Foul line extended. 69-67. It's a two-point game again. As Jordan brings it up quickly up the sideline. Jordan driving it all the way in and laying it up to score. Boy, he really protected the basketball well. And Jalen Jordan having a big day here for St. Francis Brooklyn. It's 71-67 now. As Junior Robinson has it on the outside. Here's Alexander. Right back to Junior. 4:45 to play. We got a foul. Junior fouled on the drive. And that's a big one because he's going to shoot one and one. That's the second foul. And Jamie and Christian talked to his team earlier about the importance of getting fouls early in a half. And that's what the Mount did in this second half. They were not in the bonus in the first. But they're getting to the charity stripe now as Junior Robinson at the line to shoot one and one after the second foul committed by Jordan here this evening. Down by four. Here's the front end. Free throw is good for Junior Robinson, who's got 18 points tonight. You know, it feels almost like a quiet night for Junior, and he's got 18. How about that? And now the second to try to make it a two-point game. Free throw. Yes, sir. 71-69. And now the Mount can bring full court press as Dunn looks to Imba. Dunn getting it over to Sanabria. No double team yet. Over to Dunn. Will the Mount bring it? Not yet. And Dunn's got to get it across the timeline. Dunn's with 2 seconds to spare. And the Mount sinks back into the zone. We've got 4.5 minutes to play here from Brooklyn Heights. It's Sanabria looking to drive. Nothing there. Backs it out for Dunn. 12 to shoot. The Terriers with a 2-point lead in the ball. Dunn taking it. Goes into Ray. Down to the ground. No foul. Dunn up top. Sanabria three. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's loose and the Mount gets it. Junior Robinson with the basketball. Up the left sideline. Jogging at front court. A chance to tie or take the lead as we tick down near 4 minutes to play. Ray setting the screen. Junior on the drive. Goes up. He threw it up. Did not get the foul. He was out of control. The other way. St. Francis Jordan. Foul. Layup. No. So Junior Robinson got in trouble there. He was kind of caught in the air. Antonio gave the foul on the breakout. And it's Jordan at the line to shoot two after Antonio's first foul. Final media timeout. 3:54 to play in the game. St. Francis, Brooklyn, 71. Mount St. Mary's, 69. And this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack with exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
This is Junior Robinson, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball, 930 WFMD.
71-69, St. Francis is in front. Mount Basketball, brought to you by Frederick Keys Baseball. A reminder, 2018 ticket plans are available now at frederickkeys.com. And once again, by our good friends at Little More Real Estate. Don't settle for less. Get a little more. 3:54 to play. Stepping to the charity stripe. For the Terriers is Jordan. Jalen Jordan has had really a big evening here today. He's got 15 points. He's an 83% free throw shooter. The first of two, it's up and it is good. Chance to make it a two-possession game here for Jalen Jordan. Each team has held an 8-point lead. Jordan makes them both. And now full court pressure here from the Terriers. Carey's going to inbound it. And let's see. He's going to get it into Chris Ray, catching. And Ray will bring it up the floor for the Mount. Ray brings it up quickly against Kosick. Ray going all the way. Over to Alexander and a dunk with two hands. How about Chris Ray? As if he's running the point. A beautiful assist. Alexander's first bucket of the second half. It's a two-point game again. 73-71. St. Francis leading 3.5 minutes left. Front court, but in the corner, Sanabria double-teamed, and he's got a cold timeout. And Mount St. Mary's with a nice gathering here in Brooklyn, New York. Fans coming to life along with their bench. And we'll see if the Mount can string together a few stops late in this game. 73-71 is our score. The Mount here tonight with 4 double-digit scores. Junior Robinson with 19. Greg Alexander is 16. And then 11 each for Don Carey and Chris Ray. Ray, 11 points, 8 rebounds, and he just got his third assist. Well, Mount led for almost the entire first half. They took an 8-0 lead early. They led by 5 into halftime. The Mount led this game by 8. 50-42, but then a 13-0 run changed the game. Kosa gets the inbound, taking it in, mid-range jumper, rattling around, no, it's tipped out of the mouth, got the basketball. Junior Robinson with it. A quick shot by the backup big, and he could not finish it. 73-71, the Mount trails by two. They've got the basketball. It's Ray giving a screen. Junior to his right on the outside. Junior now to his left. Jump pass. Antonio, three for the lead. No good. Across the iron. The rebound tipped, but Rasheem down with the rebound for St. Francis. Inside, 3 minutes to play. Here's Sanabria up top. The Mount's going to step out on here. Sanabria getting his screen. He wants it to his right side. Now going to his left. Sanabria guarded by Carey. Here is Dunn. 2:44 to play in the game. 10 to shoot now for St. Francis. Dunn trying to drive. Dunn, jump stop, lost it, and it's loose. They get it back. Sanabria in trouble. Whistle, trouble! Moon St. Mary's basketball. With 2:33 to play. Down by 2 points. 73-71. And the Mount zone really coming to guard all over the floor. As Alexander to inbound for the Mount, he gets into the Ray front court left. Will Ray try to drive it? He does. Ray back to the bucket on the low post, and he's going to back it up. Back cut, pass, he threw it away. The Ray was able to set up an easy bucket earlier. That's a big turnover. St. Francis with the basketball, 2:18 remaining. They walk it front court. Rasheem Dunn outside left, 73-71. The Terriers lead it. The Mount, two chances to tie or take the lead. They have not been able to score. Dunn around the screen on the drive, into the lane, putting it off Glassonier, muscling his way up. Don Carey took some punishment there. Inside, 2 minutes to play. 75-71, St. Francis. Junior Robinson with the basketball. Oh, does the Mount need a bucket here in the worst way? Ray gives the screen. Junior to his right. On the drive, he's under the hoop. He's looking, stops his dribble, and where's he going to get it to? Junior, timeout. The Mount calls time with 1:41 to play, and 10 seconds on the shot clock. 75-71, St. Francis, Brooklyn leader. Time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. The Mount came into today in a three-way tie for second, a game behind Robert Morris. Robert Morris has won today. On the road at Sacred Heart, 74-60. They're all tied at LIU Brooklyn. Bryant needing a win. They're in last place in 1-5. They're knotted at 77 apiece. There's 16 seconds left in New Britain, Connecticut. Central Connecticut State is up 64-63 over Fairleigh Dickinson. Now they're going down to the wire. And Wagner has really taken over in the second half. They trailed at halftime, but Wagner leads 60-49 at home against St. Francis of Pennsylvania with 5:08 remaining. We've got 1:41 to play here. Mount basketball, 10 to shoot. And they trail by 4 points. Don Carey to inbound for the Mount from the baseline. Carey looking, still looking, lobbing it up. Junior's got it well outside left. Junior might have to go one-on-one, 6 to shoot. Junior getting a screen from Alexander. Junior stepping back on the wing. A three, no good. Hitting both sides of the iron and a rebound. Jalen Jordan inside, 90 seconds to play. Boy, Robinson nearly made something out of nothing there. Rasheem Dunn holds. 1:18 remaining. Can the Mount get a big stop? Dunn well outside left. Shot clock at 13. Dunn just standing with the ball in his left hand. Dunn, there's 10 seconds to shoot. Dunn, guarded by Junior, going to his left. Here's a pull-up jumper. Good! A big shot. Dunn scoring on back-to-back possessions. 77-71, St. Francis inside a minute to play. Can the Mount get a big three? They don't have to have one. Junior's on the left wing. Ray's going to give a screen. Junior to his right on the drive against a big foul. Puts it up. Scores! It hit the iron twice, and it goes down. And Junior Robinson with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Oh, did the Mount need that to fall? And it did. Now Robinson's got 21, leading all scorers. Now, if the Mount is to give a foul later, it would mean that St. Francis would be shooting 1-1. They don't have anyone to rebound here on this free throw. Robinson, free throw, back iron, no! Oh, he missed a big one. Now the Mount's going to have to foul Sanabria near the front court, double teamed, and he's fouled by Junior Robinson. No, Sanabria will shoot 1-1. He's only a 57% foul shooter. Junior just got his fourth foul. That was a big miss. 77-73 St. Francis. Still time left. 40 seconds remains. Jonah Antonio's all the way standing in the corner of the front court. As Sanabria to the line to shoot 1-1. St. Francis is pulling everyone off of the line as far as a rebounding possibility. Sanabria's free throw and good. He's got 19 and it's 78-73. Right now the 13-0 run for the Terriers midway through the second half telling the tale, and he made them both. The Mount still in it. They're down by 6. 40 seconds left. Robinson will bring it up the left sideline. Alexander gives the screen. Junior, top of the key. On the drive, jump pass for Ray. Ray back out to Junior. Step back, straightaway three. Front iron, no. Antonio tips it, but it does not go. And the Mount's going to give a foul. Dunn has it, 24 seconds left. And Carey gives the foul. And Rasheem Dunn will shoot 1-1. Now the Mount has won three consecutive times here against St. Francis. Brooklyn, but the Terriers trying to wrap up a big home win. And Dunn can make it a very tough hill to climb if he can hit a free throw here. The front end of the 1-1 here for Dunn, an outstanding foul shooter. Takes his time at the line. Bend to the knee, free throw, good. Dunn has not missed today at the line, 6 for 6. It's 80-73.
Ray, you got it out.
There's only 23.8 seconds remaining in the game. As Dunn, a deep breath, spins the basketball, bends his knees, free throw, and he hits. 81-73, St. Francis. 23.8 seconds left. The Mount has to hurry. Here's Don Carey quickly front court. On the drive, going up strong, laying it up, no good. And St. Francis the rebound. It's Jordan up the floor, and I don't think the Mount's going to give a foul. Jordan has it on the right wing, and boy, it looks like St. Francis had a player just go down to the ground. And as Dunn, I don't know if it's a cramp or what's the deal, but the time's going to run out in this game, and this ball game is over. A four-game win streak for Mount St. Mary's comes to an end. Boy, the Mount was right in it down the stretch, but St. Francis Brooklyn is able to finish off the Mount. Our final score today, St. Francis 81, Mount St. Mary's 73. We're going to take a break. We return with our Mount postgame show. It's brought to you by Warner Service, and it comes up right after this. As this is Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service, 930 WFMD.
Big cup.
50% more.
Homemade cake.
Only from
Muscle Man.
Muscleman's Big Cup. Applesauce so good, you'll be singing for more. 50% more.
Honey, does this cup make me look big?
Yeah.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah, you're looking rich and saucy and,
Don't push it.
Musselman's Big Cup. 50% more applesauce in every cup. Only from Musselman's.
Mount Mayhem lives at Mount Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the mayhem. 301-447-5700.
There is something about the people here. An ethic of hard work and community. So when local brothers decided to start a glass company, they stood out from the pack. With exceptional service and attention to detail. Now Emmitsburg Glass is a leading industry contractor in the Mid-Atlantic. From architectural panels and curtain wall installations to custom residential, Emmitsburg Glass, truly a reflection of quality. Go Mount.
It's the middle of the night when... Avoid expensive damages to your home this season by calling Warner Service for plumbing emergencies. 844-44-WARNER. That's 844-44-WARNER.
W-A-R-N-E-R. Warner Service.
This is Bobby Planudis, and Mount Mayhem lives here. You're tuned into Mount Basketball at 930 WFMD.
Welcome back here to the Pope Center in Brooklyn Heights, New York. Tough one for the Mount. And it was really that one big run. You remember the Mount, their big run was to start the game, an 8-0 run right out of the gate. And with that, Mount St. Mary's held the lead for the majority of the first half. They led by 5 at the break after hitting 10 first half threes. But they would only hit 1 3 in the second half. And that was big. St. Francis's ability to stay in the game in the first half. Usually when the Mount has a three-point barrage like that, it's a knockout blow. But tonight that wasn't the case, and St. Francis hung in the game, and then they got the big run. That really told the tale of this one midway through the second half, outscoring about 13-0. The Mount got within two late. Mount St. Mary's was down 73-71. And the Mount twice had the basketball in a spot where they could tie or take the lead. But in the end, St. Francis finishes this game on an 8-2 run. And it's a tough loss for the Mount. A four-game win streak comes to an end. And the Mount now tied for third in the NEC Conference as they lose tonight 81-73, the final score. Let's take a look at stats. As the Mount in the game, they shot 50% from the floor. They were 11 of 22 from 3 and 10 of 12 from the foul line. They really shot the ball well. 15 turnovers, though. That's a big number for the Mount, and that really hurt them in this game. St. Francis shot 47% from the game. They were 12 of 24 from 3. That three-point percentage, along with the fact that they only turned it over 7 times in the game, and those were the big numbers there. As St. Francis as well, at the line, they were 15 of 16, 94% in this one. They were just a very efficient ball club in this game tonight, and that's the reason they were able to get this win. For the Mount, leading scorer Junior Robinson, he had 21 points to lead all scorers in the game to go with 5 rebounds. He only had 1 assist, though, 6 turnovers for Junior. 5 of them in the first half. 16 for Greg Alexander, who had a big first half. He was 6 of 6 from the floor and 4 of 4 from 3. 11 for Don Carey, who had 6 assists. And for Chris Ray, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 block for Ray tonight. Other Mount scorers today, Bobby Planudis had 5. Jonah Antonio had 5 on 1 of 8 shooting. And Ryan Gomes had 4 points in 7 minutes. Omar Hobway played 6 minutes, but he did not score. For St. Francis Brooklyn, they got 20 each from their starting guards. Rasheem Dunny at 20 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. And Glenn Sanabria, who at 6 of 9 from 3, he had 20 as well. Jalen Jordan with 17 today, along with 7 rebounds. They got 6 off the bench from Kosic and also DJ Porter, who did not play in the second half. They got 5 from Nicholas, a freshman, 3 from Nurse, and then 2 each from Lasic and also from Hawkins. St. Francis Brooklyn outscores them out by 13 in the second half. And, you know, that's sports. St. Francis is coming off a 40-point home loss, but they've played well all year in conference play other than that. And for Mount St. Mary's, trying to make it a 5-game win streak, but they just could not get it over the hump tonight. We're going to take another break. We return to set you up for Saturday afternoon's broadcast when the Mount will be at Fairleigh Dickinson. And we'll also get you ready for what will be next week's consecutive home games next Thursday and Saturday at Knott Arena. And we'll take our final look of the night as well at the NEC scoreboard. That continues as our Mount postgame show presented by Warner Service is right after this. As the Mount falls 81-73, here from the Pope Center in Brooklyn Heights. Mount Mayhem lives at Knott Arena. Be a part of the excitement all year long by becoming a Mount Club member, purchasing season tickets, or purchasing single game tickets. Call the Mount Ticket Office to be a part of the action. That number is 301-447-5700. Be a part of the Mayhem, 301-447-5700. 5700.
The Frederick Keys will be celebrating their 30th anniversary season in 2018, and ticket plans are currently available. This includes the popular Reserve Seat Flex Pack. All Flex Packs come with 10 undated vouchers for only $95. And with the purchase of a Flex Pack or any ticket plan, you can choose between a Trey Mancini or an Austin Hayes bobblehead. Enjoy Keys baseball all season long on your schedule. For more information about ticket plans, call the team at 301-815-9900 or visit frederickkeys.com. Frederick Keys baseball, shake your keys.
GraphCom is an unconventional healthcare education and nonprofit marketing firm, equal parts creative studio and production powerhouse. We tell stories that change markets, minds, and behaviors. And we do it all in-house, from strategy and branding to content, design, printing, distribution, and more. Ready to get started on your next marketing campaign? We are too. Visit www.graphcom.com or call 800-669-1664.
Hi, I'm Tony Little.
And I'm Jane Moore. We love helping people find the perfect home.
From Adams County, Pennsylvania to Central Maryland, whether you're selling a home, buying a home, or you need professional property management service, the Little Moore team can help.
Call us today at 301-662-2468.
Who do you appreciate? Tony Little
and Jane Moore, or visit our website at littlemoore.com and get a little more.
This is Ryan Gomes, and you're listening to the home of the champs, Mount Basketball, on 930 WFMD.
Now, Mount St. Mary's had a great start to this game. They got out to an 8-0 lead. They led by 5 at halftime, but they fall short as St. Francis Brooklyn. They turned them out over 15 times in this game. And I don't know the last time that I saw the Mount have a turnover differential of -8 in a game. That was really one of the big stats. St. Francis was efficient in scoring, and they win at 81-73. St. Francis 7-12 overall, 4-3 in NEC play. And for the Mount, they're 10-10 also, with a record now of 4-3 in the NEC. Elsewhere tonight, Robert Morris remains in first. They win on the road at Sacred Heart, 74-60. So the Colonials are now 6-1 to start conference play this year. Wagner's winning inside a minute to play. They lead St. Francis of Pennsylvania, really the game of the night in the NEC. 2-4-2 teams. Wagner trying to be the lone 5-2 team in the league, and they lead by 8 with 49 seconds remaining, 67-59. LIU Brooklyn held off Bryant late. Boy, they've had two big wins. Have LIU right at the end of games at home. They win tonight 83-79, and Bryant's tough 2017-18 continues. They're now 1-6, as LIU is now 4-3 as well. There will be four teams at 4-3 going into Saturday's play. Central Connecticut State got a big win as they win by 1 at home against FDU. So Central's now 3-4 in the league. FDU falls to 2-5 in NEC play. The final score of that one was 66-65. And, of course, our final 81-73, St. Francis Brooklyn winning it. So, you know, you look forward, and I mean, every conference game is important, right? It's an 18-game slate. But Mount St. Mary's is about to head home. And the Mount is, if you look in the Coach Christian era, such an outstanding team at home. And we expect to have some big crowds for Mount St. Mary's next Thursday and next Saturday. And if you go home with a 5-3 record, you know, you're in a good place. And for the Mount, that's what they'll try to achieve on Saturday afternoon. The Mount will play Fairleigh Dickinson, a bit of a later tip, 4:30 p.m. Our airtime will be 4:10 for Mount Basketball on 9:30 a.m. WFMD. So we hope you can join us for that one as the Mount takes on Fairleigh Dickinson from Hackensack, New Jersey. One last reminder about next week, free T-shirt giveaway. It's Stripe Out Night at Knott Arena. Next Thursday night, it's a 9 o'clock tip, the game on national television as the Mount takes on LIU Brooklyn, looking for a little bit of payback as we got to show the national crowd and audience what Mount St. Mary's is all about. That game, once again, next Thursday night at 9 p.m. It's going to be fun to bring it to you on 930 WFMD. But we hope to see you in person. And then Saturday, you got to get your tickets for next Saturday's game, January 27th, because that's one that almost always sells out early. So that number is 301-447-5700. The Knott Arena ticket office will open at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And once again, the number 301-447-5700 for Mount St. Mary's basketball, as the Mount will host LIU next Thursday at 9, and then they'll take on St. Francis Brooklyn as a part of a homecoming doubleheader. The women will play at 1, and the men will play at 4, two games for the price of one at Knott Arena. That's going to do it for us here tonight. The Mount's outstanding four-game win streak, it comes to a close. St. Francis Brooklyn with a big 13-0 second half run. It turned an 8-point Mount lead into a 5-point deficit, and the Mount could not regain the lead late in the contest. Once again, my name is Adam Pohl. We thank you for joining us tonight. Our final score, again, St. Francis Brooklyn 81 and the Mount 73. We'll talk to you from Fairleigh Dickinson for a 410 airtime, 430 the tip on Saturday. But till then, that's going to do it for us, as this has been Mount Basketball, presented by Warner Service on 930 WFMD. Have a great night, everyone.
Mount Basketball was brought to you by Graphcom, Frederick Keys Baseball, Utz Quality Foods, Emmitsburg Glass, Musselman's, and Littlemore Real Estate. Thank you for listening to Mount St. Mary's Basketball on 930 WFMD.